Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley and team, and I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday the 13th of October and ending on Sunday the 19th of October. And we have on Monday the 13th of October some interesting happenings in the heavens. The first one that's the interesting happening is Venus enters Libra at 5:19 p.m. And then Pluto goes direct, but that won't be until 10:54 p.m. And so we'll talk about them first. So Venus is said to rule Libra because Libra is a sign of beauty and harmony and peace and balance, and the arts, and relationships. So she seems to be a good ruler. That was the old rulership, if they ever found somebody else to replace her, because she also rules Taurus, which is a pretty definite place for her to be also. But in Libra, we will be finding love nature that is about finding harmony, finding peace, being charming, willing to make compromises, and also being focused on those areas of Libra that I just mentioned. Venus in Libra loves love. She loves relationship. And so she will do a lot to maintain the balance and stay in good way with her relationships, also not just with her partner of romantic nature, but with the other contractual agreements that she makes with others. And it's interesting too, because the area of contract may find Venus in partnerships, even in their work or, some other aspect of their life that they do in tandem with another. So Venus is, again, wanting to have beautiful surroundings. This is, designers of all kinds and home decorators. And this is a person or a feeling that is loving to have that sense of beauty and harmony no matter where it is. And I remember my teacher once saying that a Venus in Libra will want to go to a restaurant as much for the ambience as any of the food quality. But of course, that also will include having very pleasant and attentive service. So art galleries and any kind of entertainment, theater or whatever, going shopping and buying things, new fashion. This is Venus in Libra. And yet Venus is also now in the sign of justice and the laws of man. And as they say, the laws of man were created to keep us in harmonious, civilized behavior. We wonder where it is now. I do, frequently. But yes, this Venus is going to be most comfortable when the balance between people is just and equitable. And so this is where we find her. And, the very, very, very first thing that happens to Venus as she enters Libra as her first aspect is the opposition to retrograde Neptune in Aries. That's how she starts off, and that's from the 13th to the 14th, which is Tuesday. And so, you know, her ideals are not being seen because there's some strange activity going on. Very confusing activity. I don't know if any of you can relate to that. But that's her first aspect, and that's for the day. She comes in at 5:19 p.m. It is till 9:16 p.m. And she will actually take part in a grand trine also in air sign on the 14th, and she is going to be relating to Uranus and Gemini retrograde and newly direct Pluto in Aquarius to create this grand trine. She's bringing her point of view of balance and harmony to what we see already as a lot of intuitive download and who knows what Pluto, we can talk about that next, is going to be direct in Aquarius. Of course, as we know, direct motion isn't always as obvious until things start to pick up. And so after this, she only has a square to Jupiter to look forward to at that change of the month, 11 instead of 10, will be in November. And it'll be the second when that comes exact. And this can cause a lot of overdoing. If you are in the shopping mode of Venus and Libra, you know, you could be overspending. And there may be a little bit of a pull on her relationship nature because of a lot of emotion and needs of others. So, and then she is going to go into Scorpio on the 6th of November. Yes. So let's look at Pluto for a minute. I mean, this is, you know, very slow-moving planet, so it only gets up to not a lot beyond what it was when it went retrograde. It'll take it a while, because when we end the year, and I'm only going to go up to the end of the year with it right now, Pluto will have entered in December the second degree. It'll go from, you know, through these long times of 1 degree, and then it will be moving on from there. Yes, it will. In 2026, I just got curious, so I changed my mind, and I just want to see how far it gets before the retrograde. I see it at 5, wow, in April, and it will retrograde. Yeah, it's going to be retrograding probably at, let's see, 5, yes. And because I see it going back to 4 and 3. I would imagine it won't get back to, maybe won't get back to 1, or it doesn't. So it will stay in that realm if you've got planets that go up to 5 degrees of a sign that connects to Aquarius. And that will be where your aspects to Pluto are, even for 2026. Very slow to move. So, you know, we don't really have too much. But we will say that when we first saw Pluto going into Aquarius, a lot of astrologers were excited and thinking so positively about the transformation of the groups and the power to the people. And, yeah, this is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. And, you know, let's sing the song. But, you know, this is also the lord of the underworld. This is you know, Hades, the Lord of the underground, yes, the Lord of death, and also ruler of Scorpio, being also the transformative power, period, just power, and control, and also this in the sign of the media, and in the sign of groups and freedoms, let's say. So we always have this spectrum on this polarity pole, no matter what we're looking at. You know, so when we're looking at Venus and Libra, a person can go into a negative zone if what they're doing is being kind of phony to keep things moving in the right direction, you know, to be charming because they want to have a pleasant experience, but not necessarily be really liking the person that they're talking to or dealing with, right? So that's, you know, everything has its place where it can go negative, but it also has its place where it brings gifts and it goes positive. And, you know, this is true for Pluto also. And we need to keep that in mind. I think it's easier to keep it in mind right now than it ever was before. That's maybe just me. But we will see what changes. So it's going to be bigger change that takes place and moves forward. And, you know, we really can't predict what that might look like, actually. All right, so we are going, I think, at this very changeable moment in time, we're going day to day, you know, and seeing what's what. And that's everywhere in the world, not just in one place. You know, you think you're okay, and someone I know who lives in our development here is that family is going to the Philippines soon. And they're going to be there for a year. And the next thing I see is this incredibly large earthquake and somebody saying that the country is shaking. So, you know, you have to, will they still go or won't they? We'll see. But there is so much going on. You know, the revelations also can happen when Pluto is in an air sign that is ruled by Uranus, that is in Gemini, right? And we've also seen that definitely notably in the United States. There's a lot of secrets being uncovered, and it's very uncomfortable for people. I'm sure this is happening elsewhere, but, you know, again, we go day to day because Aquarius and Uranus are wild cards, in a sense, the surprise factor, the sudden change factor is what we have with that combination, and so Pluto is in that, so we get surprises all the time, and surprises can go positive on the spectrum and negative on the spectrum. So, all right, so that's what I want to tell you about that. So now we can go through the weekly forecast, which is also in a lunar third quarter phase, because we're past the new moon. And at 2:13 p.m. on October 13th, Monday, we're going to have the moon in Cancer squaring the sun in Libra. And that is going to bring us into the fourth quarter phase. First, we'll just have the half moon, right? And then we'll go into the waning crescent phase. We also have Venus in Libra's opposition that day. So this is going to be an interesting quarter. And this is like the birth of a quarter, right? And the moon is going conjunction Jupiter, 7:49 p.m. So when you get past 2:13 p.m. and you're going to 7:49, There may be a lot of optimism. There may be a lot of assistance and help. There may be, well, this is a holiday for the Jewish people have a Sukkot ending. That may be in Canada, it's Thanksgiving Day. In the United States, we can be having Indigenous Peoples Day, which is what my calendar says, but some people will be celebrating Columbus Day, I think. I don't know. I haven't been seeing that kind of news lately. So there may be a reason for this celebration feeling for many people with a moon Jupiter, making it very nice and including food and family. After that conjunction at 7:49 p.m., the moon moves on to trine Saturn in Pisces, the retrograde. And so this is until 1:05 a.m. So some of this celebration and this compassionate caring will be extending into the moon's ability to help. The Saturn energy is anxious and feels victimized in Pisces. So there's the desire of the feelings of the moon to help stabilize that condition. 1:05 a.m. on Tuesday. Moon enters Leo at 6:47 a.m. And now they get to be a trine and a sextil and a sextil until 8:21 a.m. Trine Neptune, sextil Venus in Libra. That's a nice aspect for her finally. And this is at 8:10 a.m. So we wake up. It could be very romantic energy, but it's pleasant conversation and, you know, maybe plans to do an entertainment of some sort. But there's a little bit of a surprise information coming in, but maybe some humor with it at 8:21 a.m. in the sextil of Leo Moon to Uranus and Gemini. But we do have the moon going opposition Pluto, now direct, but it's really still stationary and not hardly moving at all. But it is in the direct phase at 9:14 a.m. So here is those fixed sign oppositions are not going to be resolved. Pluto is going to be a bit stronger than the moon in Leo. So there could be a dramatic outburst of some kind. And then the moon itself is going on to a square to Mercury in Scorpio. So be aware of the fact that if you give in to one of the pitfalls of the moon in Leo, which is drama, then you may be building up something that's going to be expressed in a very negative way as even the moon goes into the square to Mars. So moon square Mercury in Scorpio, 5:41 a.m. on Wednesday, and moon square Mars, 11:50 a.m. on Wednesday. So, you know, try to diffuse the opposition if you can. That takes place at 9:14 a.m. on Tuesday. Don't get too attached to it. What I've been seeing a lot of and what I've been saying a lot and doing a lot of is having my reaction and then letting go of it as much as I can. Because, yeah, you know, if you hold on to it, you're in that fixed sign energy that's going for collision with controlling aspects of Mercury and Mars in Scorpio. And we know that we're heading for a conjunction of Mercury and Mars in Scorpio. And that will, you know, be being felt by Sunday, but it will take place. I believe it is, 2:52 a.m. on the 20th, Monday the 20th. So that's going to be a big time to avoid saying those things that you wish you had never said, or doing those things that you know you will wish you had never done. Because one thing about Scorpio is it doesn't forget. You know? Surprisingly enough, Libra doesn't either. But they're supposed to be known for very good memory, Libra energy. And we're still in the Libra sun. And now we have Venus there. So things can come back to you if you aren't staying aware of taking right action, right use of power. So, all right, so I told you about that morning, but we do get lovely energy once we get past the square to Mars at 11:50 a.m. on Wednesday, Moon in Leo. Big smile, big sigh of relief, sextile the sun in Libra, and that's for the rest of Wednesday, completing at 1:06 a.m. on Thursday. So if you're looking for one of the better times to do things, or even earlier on Monday, look for 3 p.m. to about 8 o'clock in the evening with the moon conjunction Jupiter, and then you come in again at about noon on Wednesday until 1:06 a.m. on Thursday. Really easy flow, relationships working well. Okay. So now after this, we have a void, of course, Moon in Leo until Moon enters Virgo at 2:06 p.m. on Thursday. And that is going to be a challenge, quick challenge, for the Moon, because it will square, as it will always square, Uranus and Gemini. As long as that transit is there, we will have it slip back into Taurus for a little bit. But the Moon in Virgo wants that order. They want to keep going in the direction they feel is the right way. It's going to work if we do it like this. Uranus and Gemini, no. Other ideas, surprising actions till 3:37 p.m. So that's a little destabilizing. And the Sun is moving into a square to Jupiter, which is expanding energies either way, imbalancing the scales a bit. However, the Moon in Virgo is going towards a sextile to Mercury in Scorpio. And that will be coming in from about 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Thursday to 9 p.m. on Friday. So that's your other day to look at, is Friday, to get practical or financial things done, you know, to make agreements that will work and, you know, that have depth of perception. And the Moon will sextile Mars from Virgo to Mars in Scorpio after 9:10 p.m. to 12:01 a.m. on Saturday. Okay? So again, Friday, another time to look at getting things done, having conversations that need to be working for everyone. That's the time. Saturday, Moon will be in an upbeat mood as it sextiles Jupiter in Cancer until 12:43 p.m. So also that morning on Saturday is a good time to schedule a brunch. And it can be a place where you can talk about things that maybe need to be done, Moon and Virgo. But, you know, it will be under good energies. But after this, from about 1 o'clock to 5:10 p.m., there are obstacles with the Moon going opposition Saturn, Pisces. And 5 p.m., that's exact. That can also have weather implications. But it's certainly obstacles, and it's certainly anxious people who don't don't respond well to the ideas of the moon in Virgo about how to fix everything. No, and it might even be a health upset, because the moon in Virgo is also about health, not just order and practicality and analysis, but literally health. So be careful what you eat or how you eat it on Saturday between 1 and 5 p.m. or 10 p.m. The moon is void, of course, until it enters Libra at 9:01 p.m. And of course, there's an opposition right away, 9:11 p.m. to retrograde Neptune in Aries. So that's confusion. And that's not a good time to be discussing something. And just 11 minutes that you should breathe. You know, just breathe. And then the moon in Libra will trine Uranus in Gemini until 10:27 p.m. So here's some interesting back and forth about new ideas and things that may be exciting or funny. The moon trined Pluto now, correct, in Aquarius until 11:44 p.m. So it ends up in a good way. And we have the moon in Virgo shifted onto the moon in Libra. On the West Coast, it's 9:01 p.m. and all those aspects apply. Sunday, for the Eastern Daylight Time, we have the moon enter Libra at 12:01 a.m. and it's until 2:44 a.m. that those aspects to Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto apply. So that's overnight stuff for most of us. And we get a nice aspect for the day on Sunday the 19th until 2:26 p.m. because the moon in Libra will join Venus. And here is a time to put relationships first and have a really beautiful time, literally. I mean, find something that you can visit or look at or partake of that is going to be very beautiful and give relationship energies a boost to 26 p.m. However, we can now start to feel that Mercury-Mars conjunction coming in, and the Libra moon is traveling to square Jupiter in Cancer. So that's a lot of emotional energy keeping that Libra moon from being balanced. While we have that approach, 2:52 a.m. on Monday the 20th, Mercury in Scorpio, conjunction Mars in Scorpio. And I already told you what that looks like. So the week is there, and next week we are going to be having a new moon in Libra. It's 28 degrees of Libra. It takes place on Tuesday morning. All right, so that's one of the things that happens. Another thing that happens is that Neptune will retrograde back into Pisces, and that happens early morning on Wednesday, the 22nd, and the Sun enters Scorpio at 11:51 p.m. Wednesday the 22nd. So we've got those things to look at the next time we are looking at the weekly astrology forecast. So best wishes with what you know now. You can navigate your way. And I will say goodbye for now.